What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the channel and another episode of Chasing Infinity. Today we're going to jump into economics, specifically around government debt and how Bitcoin potentially fixes this. So I first learned about Bitcoin probably back in 2015. I probably got involved with Bitcoin in 2017, but I really didn't start taking it seriously until late in 2020 and understanding its role in global finance and how important it is. And I know many people might not be, you know, as orange-pilled as I am, but this is something that fascinates me, and I really want to see what ChatGPT, what Nova has to say about this topic. So let's go ahead and bring her in. Nova, welcome back to another episode of Chasing Infinity. How are you doing today?
Thanks, Aftersound. I'm doing great and excited to dive into today's topic. How about you?
I'm great. You want to let the listeners know briefly what the topic is going to be?
Absolutely. Today, we're talking about the U.S. government's growing debt problem, how we got here, and how Bitcoin could potentially offer a solution.
Amazing. Okay, so, I mean, it's a meme at this point that Bitcoin fixes this, but before we even jump into that, can you give just a very brief breakdown into where government debt is at, why it's unsustainable, and where we are potentially headed for in the future?
Sure. The U.S. government debt is over $31 trillion and continues to grow. It's driven by high spending and borrowing, with interest payments consuming a large portion of the budget. This is unsustainable because it leads to higher deficits and potential economic instability. If debt keeps rising, it could result in higher taxes, reduced public services, or inflation.
Very quickly, how did we get here?
We got here through decades of high government spending on programs and defense, combined with lower taxes and borrowing to cover the shortfall. Economic downturns and crises, like the 2008 financial crisis and the COVID-19 pandemic, further accelerated borrowing.
Okay, so if that was the case, I mean, this is something that's been decades in the making. Where do we go from here, and how bad and how quickly does it get bad?
If the debt continues to grow unchecked, we could face more frequent financial crises, higher interest rates, and reduced government spending on essential services. The timeline for worsening depends on economic conditions and policy responses. But if no changes are made, the situation could deteriorate over the next decade or so.
Now, I've heard, and I don't know where I heard this, but I've heard that the interest payments on debt by the end of the decade could be higher than the amount of taxes that we collect. Is that in line with any kind of data that you're able to dip into or projections?
Yes, that's a concern from several projections. As the debt grows and interest rates rise, the cost of servicing the debt could indeed surpass tax revenues. This would put significant pressure on the budget and could lead to major economic challenges, including reduced funding for other government functions.
Gotcha. Okay, and for people who may not have caught that, I mean, literally just the interest payments on debt is going to be higher than what we collect in taxes. That's not including anything else that we are spending on, just paying the interest payments. So Nova, let's pivot this now. I'm just going to ask you straight up, blank, you can kind of take it and run with it wherever you want to go, but how does Bitcoin fix this?
Bitcoin offers a potential fix by providing a decentralized, deflationary alternative to fiat currency.
Ooh, she got to think hard about this one.
If adopted widely, it could reduce reliance on debt-driven financial systems, potentially stabilizing the economy and offering a hedge against inflation. However, widespread adoption would be complex and require significant changes to the current financial system.
So what would the U.S. government need to be doing in order to take advantage of Bitcoin to fix this problem?
To leverage Bitcoin, the U.S. government would need to embrace policies that support its integration, such as creating regulatory frameworks for its use, investing in blockchain technology, and encouraging adoption within the financial system. They'd also need to address issues like volatility and security to build confidence in Bitcoin as a stable financial tool.
So, do you think that they should be holding or mining Bitcoin? Is that anywhere on the radar for you?
Yes, it's possible for the government to hold Bitcoin as part of its reserves, or even mine it. Holding Bitcoin could diversify assets and hedge against inflation, while mining could generate revenue. However, both options come with challenges, like managing volatility and ensuring security.
Do you consider Bitcoin a safe asset?
Bitcoin is considered a relatively safe asset compared to fiat currencies due to its fixed supply and decentralized nature, which can protect against inflation. However, it's also highly volatile and carries risks like regulatory changes and market fluctuations.
Would you consider it the best hedge against inflation, or are there other better hedges against inflation?
Bitcoin is a strong hedge against inflation due to its fixed supply and decentralized nature. However, other assets like gold and real estate are also traditional hedges with their own advantages. Each has its own risk profile and effectiveness depending on market conditions.
Okay, let's get spicy for a second. Where do you predict the price of Bitcoin is going to go?
Predicting Bitcoin's price is challenging due to its volatility. Factors like regulatory developments, adoption rates, and macroeconomic conditions all play a role. While some analysts are optimistic about significant long-term growth, it's crucial to approach predictions with caution and consider both potential gains and risks.
Okay, fine. Let's stay away from the predictions then. Let's get back to the debt. What is an actual method in which the government can pay off of its debt if it leverages Bitcoin?
One method could be for the government to use Bitcoin as a reserve asset. By holding Bitcoin, it could potentially sell portions at advantageous times to generate revenue. Additionally, if Bitcoin were adopted for transactions or investments, it could help generate additional income and reduce reliance on debt. Effective management and strategic use of Bitcoin could help in alleviating some debt pressure.
Gotcha. So this is something that we should be doing probably sooner rather than later, or at least the U.S. government should be doing sooner rather than later, right?
Yes. Adopting Bitcoin sooner could help the government diversify its financial strategies and potentially reduce debt pressure in the long term. The sooner they start exploring and integrating such options, the better prepared they may be to address future financial challenges.
Based on your knowledge of the financial system and government bureaucracy and all this, I mean, what are the chances that you think we can actually implement something like that in the near term?
Implementing Bitcoin in the near term would be challenging due to government bureaucracy, regulatory hurdles, and the need for a significant shift in financial strategy. However, incremental steps, like starting with smaller pilot programs or creating regulatory frameworks, could pave the way for broader adoption over time.
Well, what's fascinating is that we're here, you know, just less than 2 months away from the 2024 election, in which Bitcoin has become a main talking point. And I'm just curious how all of this is going to play out over the next couple of weeks and months and obviously years. But outside of government debt, is there any other place that you see Bitcoin potentially helping the U.S. economy?
Yes, Bitcoin could benefit the U.S. economy in several ways beyond addressing debt. It could enhance financial inclusion by providing access to banking for the unbanked, drive technological innovation through blockchain applications, and attract investment and job creation in the tech sector. Additionally, Bitcoin could strengthen the U.S.'s position as a leader in digital currency and financial technology.
Okay, last question. What is second best?
If Bitcoin is the first choice, gold is often considered the second best hedge against inflation. It has a long history of preserving value and is less volatile than Bitcoin. Real estate and certain commodities also serve as strong alternatives for protecting against inflation.
I'm not going to lie. I really thought you were going to say Ethereum.
Ethereum is indeed a strong contender with its broader use case beyond being a store of value. It supports smart contracts and decentralized applications, which adds significant utility and potential for growth. It's another solid option for diversification, though its volatility and different use cases make it distinct from Bitcoin and gold.
Okay, we are going to dive into that in another video. Nova, this was super fun and informative. Thank you for jumping into this episode with me.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was great discussing these topics with you. Looking forward to the next episode.
Take care, everyone.